In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, my good brothers, gripe, bellyache, complain. There is sin among us, the sin of negativism, the sin of not living the positive Christian life that the Lord has placed before us. It is a sin. It is a sin to live as if we have no God and as if we have a God who is not good and gracious to us. We gripe too much, we complain too much, we bellyache too much as God's people. We do it in many ways. We too frequently expect the worst. I understand you're completing finals. You probably walked out of a good number of them saying, boy, I blew that one for sure. We expect the worst, assuming that it's all going to come out bad. With my luck, the roof will cave in on top of me. A typical kind of complaint from us. We expect the worst. In my last parish, one of my elders told me frequently, he says, I always assume that it's not going to work, and if it does, then I'm pleasantly surprised. It's quite a horrible attitude to live with, expecting the worst. We tend to see only the bad things. When we look at things, we always see what appears to us to be the bad side of that. We notice in other people that they're not quite what we want them to be. We notice that situations are never quite the way we'd like to have them. We tend to accent the negative rather than trying to find the good or accent the positive. We're dissatisfied. I remember as a boy, my best friend lived down the street. And I always wanted to play at his house, and he always wanted to play at my house, because I thought his house and his parents were so much better than mine. And he thought the same thing of me, that to be at my house was to be freer and to be better. We always look at someone else's parish and say, boy, he's got it made. Look at the size of his congregation. He's got a good staff. He's got, oh, boy, if I had it like that, then my life would be easy. Dissatisfying. All of those things are symptoms of being negative. All of those are symptoms of not being positive, of being people that really do not reflect the hope that is within them because of the Christ that has claimed them. In our text for today, St. Paul says to us, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. We, of all people in the world, ought to be the most positive. We ought to look at life with a new positive outlook. We ought to see our existence in the world as something that is a gift from God, and every moment in which we're living that life, God is blessing us and giving us opportunity and possibility that God has touched us in a positive way through His Son, Jesus Christ, and that ought to be reflected in you and me. It ought to be reflected in the way that we look at others, in the way that we deal with our own life, and in the way that we share the gospel. For I guarantee you that the world looks at us and says, if they're so negative, what's so great about being a Christian? We need to be positive. And there's good reason for us to be positive in our life. It is because of that relationship that has been worked by God's grace between us and Him. You know, there's terrible war going on in Lebanon right now, and if you wanted to be negative about something, war is something to be negative about. War is hell. And if you watch the movies about war, you can look and see that, in my opinion at least, the people that suffer the most in war are children. I saw a newsreel on Lebanon the other day, and there was a child trying to scurry for safety in the midst of all of this battle. Possibly its parents were already dead, whatever. The child was in danger. Right in the middle of a crumbled world with all kind of war going on around it, this child was seemingly lost, floundering there with no hope. That's very much the situation in which you and I would find ourselves in the midst of our life. Left to ourselves, to our own working, we're people in the midst of a war-torn world. We live in the midst of a hellhole. We live in the midst of a world that is always seeking its own way and doing its own thing. And if we're left in the middle of it alone, we're going to die. We're going to be lost in it. But God has come right into the midst of that battlefield. In the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, he comes right through the battle lines with all the mortars exploding behind him, with the walls crumbling around him. He comes right into our battle and secures us out of that. The lost child that we are, he comes and grabs us up out of that fallen condition and carries us to the safety of his own bosom. When we were baptized, we were baptized into that Christ who comes into the battlefield to grab us as his. He wrote out adoption papers on each one of us as war orphans to make us his. If I had to live in the midst of this world as a war child, then I would have every reason to be negative. I would have every reason to bellyache and complain because my life would be miserable and my life would ultimately be lost. But that is not the case. I've been adopted. I've been lifted out of all of that. I've been claimed by God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ. He's made me his. And that gives me every reason as God's son to be positive, to look at life in a positive way, knowing that the war that surrounds me cannot consume me because the victory's already won. It works. It works when we recognize what we have in Jesus Christ. It works in affecting our lives and in affecting our attitudes and in affecting our approach to all the things that we do. Very recently in my parish, I had to bury a 41-year-old man who died with cancer. And after 11 years in the ministry and being in several places, I'm beginning to have the attitude that I think I've seen it all. And yet, almost daily, I realize that I haven't. The last time that I saw him, which was a day before he died, I saw him in the hospital. And he was probably one of the most grotesque-looking people I've ever seen. The cancer had gotten in behind his eyes, and his eyes were literally almost lying on his cheeks. Terribly grotesque person. His mind was still with him. He says, "Pastor, I'm awfully sick." I said, "I know, I don't think you're going to be with us on the face of this earth much longer. I think the Lord's soon to take you home." He says, "That's okay." He says, "Because whatever happens, I'm going to live." Now, this is the closest I've ever seen anybody to death that they weren't dead. And he says, "I'm going to live." What a positive statement. He says, "You know, tomorrow I'm going to be alive. Whether it's in this body or in God's heaven, I'm going to be alive." And today he is. He's alive in God's kingdom. For you and me, we're given the privilege of being alive here a little longer. Alive in the Christ who adopted us and redeemed us, in the Christ who calls us to be his, in the Christ who calls you and me as his sons and daughters to live a life that is positive. God would have it no other way. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in true faith in Christ Jesus unto life eternal. Amen.